Ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, today's a special day. We got the one and only, the Master Gooner.
Master Gooner?
The God of Goon. Arsenal fans.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's this dude's really into?
He's the Master Gooner. Ladies and gentlemen, start clapping right now in your car, at home, wherever you are, for the one and only Bevo, man. Bevo, get on in here, brother. You know the
Bevo,
rules.
You know the rules.
You know the fucking rules, and you know the vibes.
No, you know the rules.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Yeah?
It's good, yeah.
You feel comfortable holding it?
Yeah, it's good.
Dude, thanks for coming here, bro.
No problem.
You're not as tall as I thought you were going to be.
Not as tall. People say I'm taller than I look on camera.
I thought you were like 6 foot. Five.
No, don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
I'm being stupid. I'm just saying.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Signs. Fashion your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
The video of you and M.R., you're like way taller than him.
No, but M.R.'s just really small. That's why. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
How long have you known M.?
I've known him for a while because he's been on the scene quite a long time, actually.
Yeah.
But he didn't used to like rap in patois, did he?
No, he did. Yeah, he's done it for ages, but it's only recently. So he's been in the game for like 5-6 years and he's only just blown up, and like respectfully to him, he stuck it out, he's done well, you know. So yeah, I used to watch him when I was chefing back in like 2017, do you know what I mean? So
chefing
like with the cook, like cooking. Not chefing as
I know.
So because I had a Jamaican chef, like my boss, and I was like, oh, is this Jamaican rap? And he was like, oh, he'd like taking a piss out of him. So but I'll remember that, and that was time ago. So yeah, respect
five
to M-Dot.
6 years wasn't that long ago.
I mean, this dude's about to be 23.
Yeah, I am 23. Sure,
that's like a third. That's a fourth of his life. That is.
That's
a long
true.
Time.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. I mean, we've been doing YouTube for 10 years.
Yeah,
that's depressing.
Yeah,
that's
is that where you want to be?
No, yeah, YouTube's the end game. So, but do you think with TikTok now? Do you think TikTok is the new YouTube?
I think you got to do it all.
True.
You think
that's
you
true.
Have to do it?
Yeah,
all. Hold up.
True.
You used to be a cook. Where were you a cook?
Just a local pub, like a sports bar,
yeah.
Just serving pizzas,
yeah. How old are you when you're doing
nuggets.
That
I started that when I was 16 17.
Nice, dude.
Yeah,
so everybody's sleeping on Bevo's culinary taste. He was back there whipping it up, so fuck out of here.
Yeah, you should be cooking too.
Cooking? No,
on TikTok.
I don't cook, I eat.
Yeah, okay.
When are they gonna put you on Love Island, dude? You need to go.
I need a six pack for that,
bro. We can, dude. You can find someone to train you up for that. ITV, stop. Just stop. Put him on there. You know you need it.
Yeah, your food reviews would get a little bit more boring, I think, if you're prepping for Love Island.
Yeah,
you'd be like, you know, reviewing broccoli and shit like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be eating anything worth a damn. So, dude, you're just telling us you got you know the rules patented.
Yeah, in the
and
UK.
You got tatted.
Yeah, tatted. But there, look.
You've had that for a minute, though,
you
right?
You know, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Oh,
it's
I thought you got
fresh.
That.
Yeah,
that's
fresh.
See, dude, that phrase, I associate that shit with you so strongly that I thought you've just had that tattoo for at least a year.
No, yeah, recently had it. It's just, it's part of the brand, part of me, you know, so.
And you trademarked it?
Yeah, we've trademarked it in the UK, so I'm going to have it on clothes, music. Yeah, we can have it everywhere. So I've got clothing coming out very shortly as well. So we wanted to get this patent before I started bringing out clothing, just in case someone had it already. So, yeah.
But just in the UK?
Just the UK.
So we could use it on?
Well, someone already owns it over here, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Me.
Yeah. We actually did it for this episode.
Yeah, we did it for a bit, man. Bro, you're so this is your second time being famous.
Yeah, because I've done a bit of singing, singing done well, but not as big as this. But
yeah,
I had my little spike come back down again, and then yeah, we're back again.
So singing, I thought it was rapping.
Rapping, singing, yeah. Comedy singing.
Yeah.
So what was that like? Yeah, tell us, like, give us your, like, come up story.
Because the people listening to this, they know you for eating.
Yes.
But I want them to know, because I watched your Curb Talk segment.
Okay.
Yeah, I went back and watched some of that. I kind of want them to know that part of you. That was pretty recent, but when did you start rapping? Like, how old are you?
No, so basically, I'll say, like, my sort of come up in it. So at school, I didn't really fit in. I had a couple of pals. You know, I mean, we've like the geeky side. We'd done YouTube. I had a friend called Dylan Carl. Like, we basically used to have little YouTube battles. We could get the most subs, this and that.
Yeah.
So we used to do little content. Then I just decided one day I'm just going to beef my whole year. And like, I'm just going to do like shitty raps on people. Like, I can't freestyle for shit. So like, it would be jumble, like really bad rapping.
Yeah.
Done that. It didn't really do anything. It was just for the memes at school, this and that. I had my own esports team. Lizo Esports. We've done some European like gaming events.
What game
did you play?
I didn't play. I was just like, I was like the owner of the team, so I was just putting it all together, trying to get the sponsors in. But COVID hit. It was Call of Duty. We played Black Ops 4.
Okay.
Went to CWL London.
Wait, that's a pretty big deal. Now you started your own esports.
I was only 17,
and you, like, recruited
18
players.
You were 17, yeah. 18. Where are these players from?
Oh, I had a Belgium team.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you recruit players? Yeah. Like, how did
Twitter,
you...
man. Twitter, you could do anything on Twitter. Do you know
were
what
you
mean?
Paying them?
No, I was just pretty much covering everything. So I paid for the flights, accommodation.
How were
entry.
You covering that?
I was working.
So you were chefing?
No, so I left the chefing job somewhere. My family's like jobs with demolition.
Yeah.
So as soon as I turned 17, because I went to college, but I didn't enjoy it. So left college, done demolition. I was doing like 6 days a week for at the time it's like £450 a week I was earning at 17, which was good money for a 17-year-old. So all that money I was investing, putting into this. And
how many hours a day were you doing demo?
So I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We'd leave at 5:30, get to London. Bear in mind, I live like an hour outside of London. So we'd get to London for like, say, 7:30, start work at 8, do your 8 till 5. By the time you get home after London traffic, we get home for about 7 o'clock.
And you do this 6 days a week for £450.
Yes.
And your family does this too.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, they drive the machines. And I was just laboring. I was started at the bottom. But
and you're taking all that money and covering the cost
to do my esports.
Random
and,
gamers on
yeah,
Twitter.
Pretty much.
They're all fly them to like competitions.
Into England to do the competitions. And
was that working out?
Yeah, it was going well. I was becoming noticed, but COVID hit really bad because instead of all these esports teams going to like major events, it was just all online. So I become one of 1,000 or one of 1,000,000 teams. Do you know what I mean? So we killed that on the head, just started working again. I thought, okay, I'll give up. I'm not going to make it now.
You
and then
gave up
pretty much. I just worked
like
for
not going to make it.
Yeah. Just I just sort of said to myself that I'm getting older now. I need to just crack on.
Let me just pause for a second and point out that right there is like, I don't know. I feel like it's such an English-ism. Like,
what's
English
that?
People, like, you guys are just very like, yeah, I don't know, I tried this thing and it didn't work, so I just said, fuck it. And then you just like go, you're like, yeah, I'm just going to go pick up a hammer and I'll just go do that
pretty
shit.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you did demo for 2 years then?
About 2 years, yeah.
But you're like 19 at this point or what?
You're like, so is COVID, like 18 to 20, 20? 2020, yeah, I was 19.
You're like, I'm
going to
hang it up.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
esports thing didn't work out. That's it. That's my entrepreneurship journey.
And then, as I say, when COVID hit, DOSing at home, do you know what I mean? Do you know the phrase DOSing?
Nah, no, but I doesn't Tyson...
like, you big DOSer.
Yeah,
like,
you're
like,
DOSer. Yeah,
being lazy, I'm DOSing. Okay. So I was just DOSing around, do you know what I mean? At my mom's playing PlayStation. And then, yeah, like, I think after COVID, I went back to the demo, and then towards the end of 2022, this is where the big up comes from. So I said to myself, look, I need to come up with something. I can't be asked to go back to work no more. So I've got something in me. I know I've got the fire. I've got the energy. I need to do something. So I said, look, towards the end of 2022, I was like, let's try this TikTok shit. Let's do this comedy singing, but on TikTok.
Yeah.
So I was like, big up 2023, Bevo and that, come on. You know the well. I didn't say you know the rules that early on. That come with the food, but
it's great seeing you do this in person. By the way,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm like, but yeah, fanboying over here.
Done the comedy scene, but that blew up like instantly.
Yeah,
like a month down the line, I quit my job because I was earning enough to. I was renting a room at the time because my dad kicked me out because he said you're a big dosser. So
he called you a dosser.
Yeah,
sounds way worse in my accent. Yeah. Dosser.
So yeah, he kicked me out. I was renting a room. So. With TikTok and with the comedy singing, it was just I was getting cameos. You know, I had people say you're an artist, you need me to promote my song, like promote your song. I'd sing it in a funny way. I'd get song lyrics wrong on purpose, promote it. So I was getting enough to just to rent my room. So I was like, yes, got that. 6 months down the line, it cut out. No one give a fuck about me no more. Bevo finished, gave up, had my little depressive stage. I was back at my mum's because I couldn't afford my room no more. And then my mum kicked me out. She's like, look, I've had enough of you dossing about. In other words, fuck off, sort yourself out.
Yeah.
And then I had a TikTok pal, Aggie the Gift on TikTok. He said, look, TikTok will pay more money now on views. You need to just jump on and just do everything. Because I had the following already. I had the views from before.
Who was this guy? What was he doing?
He just does a bit of everything. He's known for fighting on it was a thing called Sunday Smoke by Bouncer Play Dirty. Like every Sunday they do like boxing matches with TikTokers. He blew up through that, so he's a good guy. But he just said, look, stay with me for a bit, let's get the content on.
So you're sleeping on his couch?
Obviously, yeah, we was top and toweling in his bedroom. Top and towel, do you know what top and towel?
So
it's that one person sleeping that way, I'll be sleeping that way.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, in the same bed.
Okay,
not in a gay way.
There's no real top going down.
What would you mean top going down? Top and towel.
Top, yeah, okay.
But he's making a joke about getting top.
Oh, stop top.
Yeah.
Slop. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
None of that going
down. No, none of that.
He's trying to... That's him trying to banter.
Top and tail?
Top and tail. Yeah, top? It's English
that's
slang.
Yeah,
that's like asking for it. Top and tail?
Yeah, that just means...
Yeah, that does actually say, look, water out here, that looks like a can of beer in England.
Yeah,
it does.
I'm not drinking Stella, by the way. It's water.
That's Liquid Death. That's like their whole...
You know the rules.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. We got some free marketing for Liquid Death.
Let me just say, dude, you live up thus far. Because here's the thing. You're talking about this very casually. You're kind of just like rolling it off like, oh yeah, this happened and whatever. But you live up to your name, bro. The Master Marketer. You live up to that shit.
Do you think?
Yeah. I mean, dude, you got it on your arm, dude. Yeah.
Like,
you live up
to that. We're staring at your tagline right now. We have been the whole time.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Bevo, what I envy about you, I wish I had the amount of conviction you have. Like, when I was 23, I wish I believed in myself as much as you believe in yourself.
I've just, as I said, I've always just had something in here to do well, and I just don't want to give up. I know there's more to life than working a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Say nothing against it. If you're comfortable and live like that, fair enough, good on you. But I just want more.
Yeah.
I just want more.
But it is inspiring that at one point you like didn't think you could do it, and then you were like, nah.
Going back to like...
So you're top and tail.
Top and tail.
You and your boy are top and tailing each other.
Yeah, your boy are top and tailing each other. Who's the tail, who's the top?
Yeah, who's the tail, who's the top?
No comment. So we're doing that. And then, yeah, we were just going Leicester Square. We was doing content, going up, doing interviews in the street. I discount my shoulder when I was with Aggie.
Yeah.
So my dad took me back.
Pretty intense top and tails.
Yeah.
I can hear the gears going. It's like, oh, fuck off, getting rinsed by these two fucking church jackoffs.
So I discount my shoulder. And I got a phone call from my dad. He was like, look, you can come back because you've done that, but you've got to crack on. And I sort of said to him, like, look, TikTok, I'll pay more money now. I've got it in me. He was like, look, this is your last chance. So moved back in with dad.
Life is a movie.
Oh, no, it has been. Moved back in with dad. And he just said that you need to start rinsing these videos. If you do 10 videos that get 10K a video, it's 100K views.
Your dad was helping you out.
He made the dinners. This is where it all started. So getting to the dinner bit, he was like, look, how about record yourself eating a roast dinner with ketchup? Because it triggers a lot of people. With TikTok, you've got to trigger people to get engaged.
That was his idea?
Yeah, it was his idea.
So your dad's the Master Marketer, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where he gets it from.
I guess, yeah.
Shout out Bevo Senior.
Yeah. Big,
no, Mr. Beavis. Because my second name's Beavis, isn't it? Beavis
Mr.
the Butthead.
Sorry, yeah. Mr. Beavis.
Mr. Beavis. Big up Big up Father Beavis.
Please don't call me Mr. Beavis. That's my father's name. Call me Bevo.
Bro, I want Mr. Beavis on the show. He should have been here. We're going to fly you both back.
We should call him. Is he up? Or I guess it's... No, what time is it?
He's working probably. Okay. Well, we can make something. We can chat off, but we can make something. If you want Mr. Beavis,
Yeah. Just like a two-minute call. A two-minute call at the end. Yeah.
See if he answers.
So how old are you at this point? You're like...
22.
So this is like just last year. All right, so your dad goes... Eat it with the ketchup.
And are you like, come on, Dad, that's a stupid idea.
No, I was like, okay, look, it's going to probably get, well, I didn't actually expect it to get views, but I thought, listen, even if it gets 1,000, 2,000 views, I'm going to make £2-3 off it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, done it. It done very well because of, in England, we have set, like, you can't do this with this food, you can't do that with that food. So, done that, and it done very well. I think, hold on, I've got something here. So I've done ketchup on, like, all foods. Reggae sauce, I was putting that on foods as well.
Were you referring to the ketchup at all, or were you just putting it on the food?
No,
and then
putting it on.
And just talking to the camera, but not about the ketchup.
No, just
so people
eating.
Were like,
what's
what
he doing? What's this nutter doing? So, it was. It went from that. Then done like an egg sandwich video, and then, but while I was doing these food videos, people were catching on. Hold on a minute, he's not eating right. So I'm going through the comments, and you got to play on the comments. You have to. If you're new to TikTok or do TikTok.
Bevo was playing everybody like a fucking fiddle. Dude.
And it was like, you go through the comments.
It's like, these fucking losers think I swallow weird. I'm going to swallow weird.
Yo, that's amazing. All right, so you read the comments. They're like, this dude eats crazy. And then you go.
You just did it. Wait, did you mean to do that?
No.
Are you playing us?
Bro. People are going to be so upset. They're like, Bevo, this is performance art. Dude, you are you're the Timmy Thick of TikTok, man. This is crazy.
Damn.
So, all right, so you read them and you're like, this guy swallows weird. And then you're like, fuck it.
Hold on, I've got something here. So, like, because I didn't have teeth, like, I was missing teeth and I had bridges and I couldn't really eat at the front of my mouth. So I had to eat at the back and I don't really eat a lot anyway. So, I don't chew a lot anyway because I don't enjoy just sitting there eating. I like to get my food over and done with and go. Yeah, pretty much. So, done that and just played on it. And then it was the beef dinner, the two chew potato.
Yeah.
And that hit like 23 million views on TikTok. And
because
it was.
Yeah.
Look at you mocking everybody. That is so fucking funny.
That was really funny.
Yeah, and then I was in Turkey at the time as well. And when that blew up, I was literally flying home. And yeah, it was just crazy just to see the response and the opportunities I got. And
so when people were like clowning it or making fun of it, you were like, run it up.
Yeah, because before that video, I was still earning good anyway on TikTok because I was getting decent views. But that viral video just cemented me, I think.
How much did you make from that one TikTok?
I don't know. I think it was like 3K, I think.
It's tough to tell, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's RPM. So throughout the month, so if you've got, for anyone watching that does TikTok, if you have very good videos that you know are going to do well, post them at the start of the month because your RPM's higher. Throughout the month, the more views you get, your RPM drops.
Okay.
So if I was to post a 10 million view video now, at end of February, at my RPM at 20p, I'm probably going to make like a K. But if I post it at the start of the month, I probably would have made 10K.
I see. Okay.
So it's all about timing when you post a video. And so yeah, I didn't make a lot on that 23 mil one, but it put me out there. And
yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it pushed me. Yeah, but I was still earning good anyway because I was getting good views. So, yeah, it was nice. And I said, without that video, I wouldn't be sitting here now. So
yeah.
How much do you make now on TikTok? I mean, you don't have to say if you don't want to.
I have already. I'm just TikTok alone at the minute. It's like between 10 to 12K pounds. Per month. Nice. But it's a nice lifestyle. It's coming from nothing, earning £500-600 a week on the demo when I was getting older because I had a bit of a pay rise. But for now, I can do what I want. I can fly where I want.
So you ran through your money once. Are you saving it now?
No, I'm just enjoying life, to be honest.
Bevo, you're crazy.
Holy fuck. That was refreshing, honestly. Honestly, there's no.
Yeah, I love that. No.
I like M24. He's a drill artist from the UK. It's a little thing in his song. He goes, grew up poor, so I crave the extravagant.
Yeah.
So the extravagant lifestyle. Listen, I'd love to live this lifestyle. I said to myself anyway, by the age of 30, if I'm not a millionaire, I'll probably... Anyway,
nah, man, don't do that.
Don't do that. We'd miss you.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we'd miss you.
Big, yeah. No, bro, we gotta convert this. We have to get you on reality TV, man. And when I say we, I just mean anyone.
I mean, certainly, like, do you have, like, a, like, you have, like, representation?
Yeah, you
like,
know, I have management. I nearly got a Big Brother.
No way.
Bro,
I was too late for it.
What about next season?
Next season?
Yeah, so potentially, if that leads on to something, you never know. I could be on somewhere this, there. And
yeah.
I don't just want to be your average TikToker, you know. I don't want to just be a trend and fall off. So, yeah, I'm trying. I'm working hard. I'm doing I'm doing a bit of kick streaming. I'm doing YouTube. I've got a YouTube vlog. I've got another one coming out as well.
Bro, reality, so, you would excel.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you need to get on there, man. Yeah. Like any... Dude, if you put him on Big Brother, bro, that would be insane. Yeah. It'd be a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you would, you'd be comfortable playing the villain, I think.
Oh, I'd be the secret villain. I'd be the imposter.
Yeah.
I'd love that. Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, man. Big Brother producers, you're fucking, you know your views are in the shitter. You need someone. you need someone.
You know the rules.
Yeah, you know the rules. You know the rules.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
And they're like, I guess we don't, but we need to know them.
Yeah, man. I think reality, get in there.
Yeah.
Because you're already creating reality TV with all the drama you put
out. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
It is. Is that intentional?
No.
It's just, what do you mean no?
It's just my life getting caught up in TikTok.
That's but you don't have to put it on TikTok. You can leave it off.
Mind.
If it gets you paid, why not?
See, that's what I'm talking about. It is a little intentional.
Yeah, because this is drama sells. Everyone loves drama. Yeah. And
just so why do you got the girls punching each other over you, Mick? Knock that off.
I know.
Speaking of which, can I get that thing? I got you a little something.
Oh, what's this? It ain't food, is it?
No, bro. This isn't.
Why are you not hungry?
No, I ate so much on the H3 podcast. I thought it was gonna blow up.
Nah, man, it's nothing crazy, man. It's just a little gift.
Oh, we got a little gift.
Thank you, Grace. You know. Just a little something.
You know the rules.
Yeah, rip that open.
Oh, the boxing gloves.
Yeah. Of course, man. Yeah, just had to get you some heavy bag gloves. Just take those back with you. Arsenal red. No, yeah, nothing. Nothing crazy. Just a brand new set of 14 ounces, man. Yeah. Take those home with you. That's just from us to you. Yeah, man. Yeah, just don't let the girls use these on each other, man.
No, I felt bad watching that fight. I did feel bad, but
yeah, you were there.
I was there. Yeah, I was with Sophia.
I'm just picturing you being like, girls, stop it.
Yeah. I love your English accent.
Yeah. It's bad. It's very bad.
So bad about this.
You watch enough Love Island, dude. You could do a bad one.
Mine's actually bad. His is like decent.
No, yeah, yours is all right.
No, thanks, man. Yeah. But you're actually a boxing fan.
Sort of. Watch your ear in there. I like Deontay Wilder, actually.
Yeah, okay.
If I was to ever fight, I'd fight like him.
Yeah? Deontay?
Take a couple and just give him a one big one, you know?
Yeah. So. Just a big overhand. That's train often? Or
I used to. It's where I've had problems with my shoulder. I'm waiting for surgery, but NHS in England, dreadful. The healthcare.
Oh, yeah, let's get into the politics, man. Let's talk about healthcare.
Healthcare is dreadful in England, so.
Yeah, listen, fuck yeah.
Trump, if you're watching.
Oh, no.
If you're watching, I will vote for you, but give me a green card, please. I want to live here. Please.
Oh, my God.
Please. Sleepy Joe, don't know what's happening. You know the rules.
I think Sleepy Joe might get you in before Trump would.
Oh, big up Trump.
Big up Trump. Holy shit.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yeah, bro.
I'm going to get a message off the manager. You've been canceled. Sorry.
Yeah. We'll take care of you on that one. We'll take care of you on that one.
Debo, we've had to drop you.
So your shoulder got disconnected.
Disconnected.
Because you knocked someone out so hard.
Yeah,
you punched someone so hard that your shoulder popped out.
What actually happened?
No, so when I was in school, we done. I took PE as a subject. So when you go through high school in England, you pick 3 subjects that you want to focus on. So I picked, geography, PE, and art. So I done PE. So
geography?
Yeah, I'm shit at geography now, but I had a nice teacher, so she was nice.
She helped you out?
Yeah. So
you weren't attracted to her?
Yeah, when I was younger, yeah.
I know what nice means.
Yeah,
this
nice
guy.
Teacher.
Yeah, she was a nice
she
teacher,
was a sweetheart. Super loved her.
Awesome.
Big up Miss Goodwin.
Big up Miss Goodwin. Look at you, man. You can't slide back now. You have some money. He's like, I'll bail you out of fucking Sea Town.
He's done his research. Yeah. So we went dump PE and we went swimming. And you
heard that? That's your lady fucking knocking bottles over, about to come over here and beat you up.
We went swimming. They said, look, step into the pool with your arms out. And when you step in, keep yourself up. It's personal survival. And funny enough, I was at the front of the queue and I was like, fuck this, I'm going at the back. So I've gone to the back.
Wait, what do you have to do?
You have to push yourself up when she's fully dressed. You're fully dressed. You step into the pool, deep end. You have to push yourself up. And I was at the front, so I thought, fuck that, I'm going to go to the back. So I went to the back, and I've done it, but my shoulder just started hurting. When I went in, I was like, fuck, what? I've had to swim up with one hand, got out. They think I'm playing because they think I don't want to swim, but they've checked me, and my shoulder, you could see, like, it was out of socket. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll be all right, because I was boxing at the time, so I boxed as a kid. And, went to the hospital, in the waiting room, it went back in. I thought, oh, sweet, yeah. Carried on with everything, happened again. I had to go to hospital. Then a couple of months later, it happened again. I've sneezed. I've slept on it. I've tripped over it's come out. So I've done it about 25, 30 times in the last 6-7 years.
Oh, Jesus.
So I've never had it pinned. But where I've been called up for misfits, I was supposed to be fighting Danny Aarons in July. I need a quick time surgery to get in there and be ready for July. So
you are going to fit?
I'll be fit. I'll fight one-handed. I don't give a fuck. I want the bag, so...
How much are they going to pay you?
Dude, that's your fight promo right there.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know with money. I've been told prices. I know how much expert or people have got, but I'm not going to say. But it's
how
nice.
How did you train as a kid?
I was training 4 or 5 times a day. When I was around about 12, I need to show you this picture of me, like young in boxing gloves. You'll love this.
Wait, do you mean 4 or 5 times a week?
Yeah. After school with a night time and stuff like that.
I guess for how many years is what I'm wondering.
How many years? 12, I've done my shoulder at 15. So about 2-3 years.
Okay, so a decent amount of time.
But when my shoulder went, I couldn't box no more. So yeah. I need to find, I don't know if I'm going to find this.
We could find it and put it up after if you want.
Yeah, I'll show you after the pod. There's a little picture of me in boxing gloves, like Baby Bevo. Like, yeah, it's a funny picture.
So what's your dominant hand? Is it your right?
Yes. But now, this is the thing. Where my right's been out of action for so long, and I've been training my left, because I do train here and there.
Yeah.
I feel like if the right was to ever get fixed, I'd be a fucking good fighter.
Oh, so you'd be, yeah.
I'd be able to use, I'd switch it up all the time, because I've trained so much with the left now.
Yeah, you'd be.
Because I had a fight with just my left hand. I just basically guarded with my right, and just fucking went Mary with the left, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
you think that made your jab better?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. So, once this gets sorted, I'm going for that belt on Misfits or something.
Bro, I have forever had this theory, and maybe you can test it. I felt that anyone could just roll influencer boxing with a solid jab that just has like endurance. Like, I feel like anyone, any influencer boxer could walk down the other with just...
Probably.
Yeah, just peppering. Because
good
I think...
to see.
I think a lot of them, they get the hype, they get all that training in the gym, and then when the lights come on and then they're in there, I think it all goes out the window.
Shit themselves, yeah.
So if you train, I feel like if you train a strong jab that can work backwards, forwards, in motion, I feel like it'd just be so much peppering that they've already got so much anxiety that they're naturally just going to start dropping the hands and they'll open up. Just, yeah, I really think so.
Who is it that you're fighting?
Danny Aarons.
Who's that?
He does that FIFA... Okay. Twitch streaming. He's quite big. He's pretty bigger than me in the UK, to be honest.
Like big, like stature wise.
He's
like audience wise.
He's packing a bit of timber.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that as a phrase.
It's a great phrase.
But I weigh a lot for my height, so it's a good balance. Yeah. But the funny thing is, he come out with a video saying, "Oh, I've been offered Bevo, but I've worked too hard for Bevo." And I'm like, okay, fair enough. And then he's randomly come out of the blue now and say, yeah, I fight Bevo.
Mm.
So I'm like, what, am I good enough now because I've done well? Or do you know what I mean? So it's just a bit like, hold on a minute, like you're falling off or you're not doing as well and I'm progressing.
Yeah.
Like, why are you randomly coming out the woods now to, I'll fight Bevo?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, but Yeah, still well, you'll get the
fight one-handed. You don't give a fuck.
No, I don't give a fuck. You know the rules.
Play this. What does it say?
Oh, bro, we're going to be on every like good British influencer drama
fuck
channel.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what they want.
Let's yeah, go. That's
we're
what we
master
want.
Marketer over
we're
here.
We're also falling off. Yeah.
Let that rip.
Little TikTok live exclusive. I did get offered Bevo. I got offered Bevo, but I feel like I've worked a bit too hard for that, to be completely transparent with you lot. I think I've grafted for 10 years doing my job.
Hey, you know what? Danny Aarons, let me tell you something. We've grafted 10 years as well, and we're here talking to Bevo, so get off your own fucking dick, dude.
Like Bevo, I actually like Bevo, by the way. Genuinely.
So English?
Yeah.
He's like a proper mug, but big up to him.
Yeah,
love
yeah,
the
yeah.
guy.
Nice guy. Love him.
But he's a mug.
He's a daughter. He's a love the guy, though.
Nice guy. But I've worked too hard to fight him. Do you know what I mean? I need some.
But now he's back at it saying he's down.
That's so yeah. funny. That's like so insulting and complimentative at the same time.
I made a video replying to this. And like, look, now, if you pull up my video about this, I actually it break it down and it's him at the start. It's me calling him out. Mm. It's him saying this.
It's funny because this is the stuff that doesn't bubble up to the surface. It's all this other stuff.
No, that's it. That's yeah. what I'm saying. Yeah. So this gets left in the cracks. And yeah.
Great fight promo, though.
Well, so like, ultimately, you think you'll get in there?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's
you ever been knocked out in sparring?
No, I haven't. Okay. No. But say again, it's life changing. Even without the money, like yeah. just going on Misfits and all the promo, press conference. When they're at the press, I'm just going to eat a roast dinner there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Yeah. Marketing and promo wise and getting myself out there, I'd love to do it. All the pictures and everything. The money's a good side as well. But
let me tell you what you don't do at that press conference. Don't eat anything.
Just pull up with it.
No. Don't eat.
Why?
Don't eat.
Because I think that like my theory is that's what they're going to expect from you. And if you're like the antithesis to that, where you don't make any mention of what got you there and you're just like, I'm going to fuck this dude up. I think that would like make people go,
Yeah, but then wouldn't it be like that would come off like he's taking it too seriously?
Maybe, but that it's could
like,
even
no,
be.
No, but a lot, that's the problem now. A lot of these fighters, they forget about the content side and just.
Okay,
all right,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm a boxer now. And it's like, no.
That's true. You're right.
And then
you're right.
He goes
I'm
in
wrong,
there
I'm
with
wrong.
This
yeah,
crazy
yeah.
jab and wins
yeah,
the
yeah,
fight.
That's true. All right, so what would you do?
And then you eat a
Actually,
roast
no,
dinner.
Actually, no, don't spoil it.
When you win, you got to pull out a roast dinner and start eating.
Yeah.
Put out a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, that's the money right there. If you win, have your team waiting
with a roast dinner. Hand it to you. Lather that shit with ketchup.
You see the way he made fun of us for liking it?
What?
He just did the sugar gay to us.
What?
Like you like when you like pretended to eat it, he was like
yeah. We're like yeah.
He did it. He did the thing. Yeah, no, fuck what I have to say. You got it.
No,
you don't even
we
need my
it.
Advice.
No,
man. But that's funny, man.
Speaking of drama, what do you think of the other food reviewers on TikTok? How do you think you stack up compared to Keith Lee, for example?
I don't know. Who's Keith Lee?
Okay, that's
awesome.
Perfect. That's exactly that's what awesome. We needed.
No Mashtag, like in the UK, and this is my Mashtag Brady.
Okay, what does he do?
He just travels. Respect to him. He's he goes around trying different foods, but I think it's very stagnant. I think with me, I crave that extravagant lifestyle. I want to be in places like LA, Miami. I want to be able to do food stuff, but I want to be able to do other stuff as well. Yeah. I don't solely want to be just on the food because I have a lot of personality to offer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was saying, I think.
Oh, yeah, I love this guy.
I think you're right. If you do the press conference, you just troll. That's basically what I was getting at, is I'm like, try to show the other side of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't be serious.
Yeah.
But yeah, show this side of you. But you got it, man. You don't need our.
No.
What?
The American.
Yeah.
He is.
That's UK, you guys are like your own world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now, Keith Lee, this is a. If
I
this
guess
dude
like, with food, it's like
very different.
It's only relevant to people who live in like in that
yeah.
state.
Does he
yeah.
chew?
Oh, bro, he chews. Yeah,
boring then, isn't it?
No, this dude, kid. If he even speaks your business's name, you'll be sold out.
Really?
Yeah, he's got the power.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he can make a company and destroy you. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big up Keith Lee.
Big up Keith Lee.
Yeah.
You know the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to know the rules, I'll tell you the rules.
We need food reviewer beef.
Yeah, bro. So yeah, so you want more. You want the extravagant lifestyle. You're not saving money. You want to live fast. And you want a mill.
It'd be nice.
So the chain's real? The watch is real?
Nah.
Watch is fake.
No, it's not fake. It's just Sanucci. Big up Sanucci. Nah, I think it's up.
I love how you just don't care. I love this, man.
£400 I paid for that. I'll pay that. For the chain, it's £100.
£100?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so funny, man. You had people pissed off with that.
Yeah.
They're like, he's changed.
I know.
Changed.
I said that. I was like, yeah. Oh, man.
He's changed.
The fame's gone to his head. Look at the chain.
He's like, hey.
But really, it's just £100.
Yeah, £400 for that. So, what, about $500-$600? And then, what, $150 for it's custom. So, I have to take time. It took 4 weeks to get this through.
Okay.
So, it's just to build a little bit of a character, you know, sure. Beaver with his chain, only got the watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the rules.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So you're in LA for how long?
Till Thursday. But we're thinking about going to Miami, but I've got some nightclub appearances, so I don't know if to reschedule or stay out here, because it's a long old trip, 11 hours it took us to get here. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't know. We still decided we might go out to Miami. We might come back at another date. So.
Got it. Because you have club appearances back home. Yeah. Yeah, them boys hit you with the bottle.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's lucky it's plastic. It weren't glass.
Yeah. No, it pinged right off. You were good. Does that type of shit bother you?
It pissed me off a little bit, but I got paid to turn up, throw 9 darts and bottle to the back of the head, and I went home. So it was pretty easy, to be honest. You know, it's good.
Yeah.
It's clips on TikTok as well, so it keeps me more relevant for another week. Do you know what I mean? So.
It is week by week. Cuts off at the perfect
time. We don't have to watch it. Damn. It is. That's brutal. Hey, man, you remember this?
That was horrible. Do you see YouTube as the final frontier?
Or
how would Big Brother stack up to YouTube in your mind?
I'd rather go down the reality TV route, I'll be real.
But would you rather be big on YouTube?
I don't know. Is YouTube dying now?
You think it's dying?
I don't know, because I was looking. Someone told me that TikTok's worth double now what YouTube's worth. And
I think no one knows. I honestly think it's all all over the place.
I think TikTok's so easy accessible. Do you know what I mean? So much content on there.
Yeah.
I think now, especially with these bigger YouTubers that invested so much into the YouTube videos, I think YouTube is like a new BBC or a new TV show program.
That's interesting.
I mean? Because there's so much money going into YouTube. Back in the day, it wasn't. It was just kids in their room playing Call of Duty or doing stuff like this, but on a low production rate.
And so, do you think
that's TikTok?
I think with TikTok now, everyone can do it. Everyone's accessible to it. It doesn't cost anyone anything to upload videos. I think that's your goal. Like, I think, as I say, if you're already established and you've got the money to make the higher quality content, I'd say go over to YouTube. But I think if you're on a low budget, or you're like me, spend all your money, just
hustle
and stick on TikTok, honestly.
Yeah.
There's loads of money to be made on there. So,
you could save a little of the money.
No, oh, you're not going to save anything?
Oh, I've already got a tax ban after you anyway. So.
So you spent your taxes as well. IRS or whatever the British version is.
HMRC.
HMRC.
Big up HMRC.
Big up. He's paying his taxes. He's fine.
Yeah.
They're going to go get him. Damn it. So a couple days in LA. Do you have anything you want to hit, or you're just kind of...
I want to go to Disneyland.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll try. It's just hearing it.
You should. It's
fun. Yeah. It's just like still while you're hearing it. Go see the beaches. I think we're going to see the beaches today or tomorrow.
Nice.
Nice
day.
And then back home Thursday.
Yeah.
Back to shitty England.
So you're not going to Miami?
Well,
because of the club appearances?
It's pushing towards we'll go back home.
The club appearances pay decent, don't they?
They pay all right. They pay.
So, dude, you get paid $50,000 to show up at a club?
Not that much. it'd be nice.
So how much do you get paid to show up at the club?
Around 2K.
You could get paid.
I mean, and now, like, I'm not gonna lie, it's easy. I'll say hello to the fans, to go on stage, big up Bevo, you know the rules. Fuck HS.
What's it? Okay, wait.
He's another TikToker.
Yeah, what's the beef with him?
Nah, he's just not me. He's like the other. He's very money. He's very takes advantage of people. And listen, he does. I respect that you do what you do, innit? Like, you're a millionaire because of it. But I won't become a millionaire taking, knowing that I'm taking advantage of other people. And
well, there wasn't there beef or something?
No, it was beef. I split up with my ex and he put her on OnlyFriends and we had a bit of back and forth, but I don't want to give her air time, but he done me a favor. So yeah, it's good. Thank you, HS.
Oh, to be 23.
Cheers, HS.
Jesus Christ. Oh, to be 23. All right.
Wow.
So you make 5K to show up to the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's crazy.
It's good.
But anyone coming at you with two needs to pay up then.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, more or less.
Got another 20-30 lined up as well, so.
Yeah. Might
be
you really?
I might be able to pay the tax bill. Yeah, no, I do, yeah, yeah. I've just had a text this morning saying I've got another chain of nightclubs wanting to get me in, so. It's when you start doing a couple, they all say, oh, fuck, who's this guy? And
they
jump on it, so.
That's got to be a great gig.
Yeah, it's, as I say, I respect it because I go in, I take pictures with people, go on stage, and then I'm in there for about an hour and a half tops.
Yeah.
And it's nice. So it's...
That's pretty crazy.
But the thing is, they try and kick me out quicker. They go, oh, you only used to do 10 minutes worth of pictures. I'm like, no, like, respectfully, if they've turned up for me, I'm going to take pictures with everyone. Do you know what I mean?
So they're just like, you can dip. You
yeah,
did
they do. They, and then the cameraman even had the ump on my last one in...
Why are you still here, man?
It was one of them. I've had so many. But one of them, he was taking pictures and he was like, oh, like, I've got to wrap up. So I said, oh, look, they could carry on just using their phones. So they were just using their phones to get selfies with me. And
nah, that's good, man.
I've always said that, like, if I went to see someone and get a picture of someone, I'd want them to respect me and get a picture of me. So I'm always there for anyone. So
I think that's the right attitude.
No, yeah. Who do you like? Who do you look up to?
Yeah, who's like your entertainment inspiration? Like, who's someone you look at, you're like, that's the man?
It was the Sidemen, but now we're in the same game now. I've tried to come out the fanboy zone, you know, because I don't want to talk, like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like, have an orgasm over them, do you know what I mean? Like
that. It's all that top and tail.
Yeah,
you don't want any top and tails with them.
But I was very, as a kid, I loved FaZe Clan, and I recently done, I've done a video with Alex, FaZe Adapt, and that was like, wow, like, I can't believe I've done that, you know, so it was... But I kept it cool with him. I was like, yes, how are you doing? This and that. So, where I'll put all the top and tail with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
there it is.
So, you grew up watching YouTube. That was
FaZe. I love trick shotting back on Black Ops 3. And I just loved watching the FaZe.
So, that's like all that was all your, those are all like your inspiration, like YouTubers.
It's mainly Sidemen, FaZe.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's it, really.
Yeah, because I know the UK, it's just like a small place, so...
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing YouTube, but it's main you, as a kid, you mainly watched the big guys, you know, you didn't watch the other guys.
I remember when KSI came to our show, and remember, like, after we went out with him and he had, like, the bodyguard with him the whole time?
Yeah.
We were like, holy fuck, this dude is, like, legitimately so famous here.
Yeah, yeah.
That was wild. That was my first, like, holy fuck, these people, like...
Yeah, you're very well known.
Yes.
Yeah. In London, is it like that for you?
Yeah. If I get stuck in...
Personal security?
I might have to. if I get stuck in one area, like, when I went, we was doing a bit of shopping before coming to LA, I was in Bond Street, and I got a picture of someone, which stopped at the end. I'll stop for anyone, you know, but... When you stop for one and people are looking and then they realize who you are, Bevo. And I've got about four or five people. So I'm taking four or five. And then more people come out. I'm like, look, respectfully, I do apologize, but I have got a crack on my day. Yeah. You know? So,
did they get hurt by that?
What, do I or they?
No, did they? Did
yeah,
they
of course, because they're not going to see me all the time, you know? Yeah. So, but as I say, if it's done in a proper way, like the nightclubs and they can come in one at a time, 100%. But if I'm trying to crack on my day and, I don't really fancy getting swabbed, so.
Dude, you need to be on reality, bro. I can see it, man.
Yeah.
Who is the fucking... who's the dude from Love Island? Jack?
Probably. Sounds like a name on Love Island. Which guy?
But now I'm thinking, like, I don't even think... I think he's from Essex, but I don't think you'd even...
There's a guy from Love Island that looks like me. I don't know if that's who you're referring to. Or
I don't know. What's that guy's name?
Sammy Roots.
Let's pull up Sammy Roots.
Oh, yeah. You were with Sammy from... Is that the same Sammy that you were with from Love Island?
I don't know. I've got a picture of him. Yeah.
Was that the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember this guy.
Sammy Root.
Yeah, this fella.
Yeah, right?
Is this who you're on about?
No.
No, he looks... I've got a picture of him, but yeah, no.
You guys look similar?
Yeah, so when he was on Love Island, it was a massive meme, like me singing, like saying, oh, Sammy before Love Island. So,
damn it.
Yeah, but no, I see him... Funny enough, I see him in Leon C. It's like a place just... It's like in Essex, but it's like a seaside boatyard sort of town.
Yeah.
And I see him in there. I was like, fucking hell, like, good to see you. He knew I was as well, and I got a picture of him just...
So he didn't act Hollywood towards you?
No, no, he was calm. He was very calm.
What season was he on?
I'm not too sure. I don't really watch it.
We definitely talked about this season.
Yeah, I just don't remember him.
Damn.
Yeah, don't remember. Now, look at Love Island Jack. I think he's from Essex.
We're about 20 Jacks from Love Island.
Yeah, that's not right. That's like that's the most popular, probably like top five British name.
Fuckboy name, yeah, literally, yeah.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah. This guy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This dude.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
I've not seen him. I'm not going to lie to you.
He was like the first dude to have like a dad bod.
He was.
On Love Island.
Yeah.
They should do a Love Island where it's just generic people.
Did you see the first season?
No.
Bro.
But also, it's kind of trending that way, I feel like. No offense to any people that get cast on the show, but I just feel like it's getting like...
They're kind of more regular?
More regular each and every season, which is fine.
Yeah, but if you realize all the men have got like six packs and like muscly and they're all good looking, throw some like ugly men in there and a couple of ugly women, do you know what I mean? And it'd be funny, you know? Like, it'd make the show.
Bro, season one, I always talk about him. There's like a very regular dude. He was I think the star of the whole season.
Okay.
He would just sit out there and chain smoke.
Yeah.
And fell in love on the first day. I don't remember. John?
Cena?
Nah. Cena? See nothing? You a wrestling fan?
I watch it here and there.
Here and there, yeah, but no.
Nothing crazy.
I wasn't either, but curious. Dang, man. So what do you, what's your impression of America after being here?
Yeah.
It's hard.
We're in space right now.
Where I play GTA, it's just all I see is GTA land, isn't it? So,
really?
Yeah. But a lot of zombies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I'm staying in downtown and it's a bit...
Yeah.
You know, why
you're staying in downtown?
Why would you stay in downtown, bro?
Why?
That's crazy.
Sophia booked it.
They got some cheap rooms down there.
No, it's not, but we're actually staying in a very luxury hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, downtown is a rough go.
That's pretty funny that you guys booked downtown.
Yeah.
We just
it's
didn't
like
know.
You did zero research
no,
on
no,
LA.
No, we just booked it. Big up LA. Booked,
yeah, exactly. Well, where should we be in LA? Well, obviously downtown.
Yeah. We want to be in the city center.
Skid Row sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, bro. Nah, I think that's like... natural, because in Europe and London or like you,
the cities,
yeah, you want to go to where it's
I'd probably
all
do
at.
The same thing.
Yeah, 100%. It's an easy mistake to make. I mean, New York, you would book like
downtown.
On
down.
Just if you come London, don't go to Hackney or Lewisham or.
Oh man,
my friend lives in Hackney. I like it. I think it's cool. No,
during the nighttime though.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, Hackney's getting gentrified.
Yeah,
up
it
the
is.
Ass.
Yeah,
yeah. But Hackney used to
Lewisham. Where else you got like even Stratford's getting bad. Yeah, it's like London's just bad. I think in general with England, like with our prime minister and everything, it's just shit. Yeah.
Hitting the shitter.
Yeah, it's I don't know why. It's just I don't know. It's just it's not the same no more. It's just cost of living. Do you know what I mean? Everyone moans about it. It's just like,
it's all going bad, man.
The world,
NHS,
the world.
Like
yeah,
it's just great.
NHS, is that the Child Protection Services?
No. Like it's the healthcare
yeah. Well, I do know a doctor that works for the NHS.
yeah
it's like an in-law.
Oh, okay.
But she only works on babies, so yeah.
I actually also know doctors in the UK and they're like, we're just not trying to do this anymore because it's like they don't even get paid.
No, yeah, they get paid.
So like, what is the point? Their hours are fucking ridiculous.
Scary,
but they don't make
hell yeah. Let's get into the politics,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, Bevo on politics. No one is gonna go there,
yeah.
Little inside information. As a kid, I actually went to be a politician.
Yo, this is amazing, yeah,
really.
But apparently, the UK, like parliament, have said they're gonna pay influencers to tell people not to come over.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, what was his name?
What, Prime Minister?
Yeah, the PM who was like...
What, Rishi Sunak?
Yeah.
We'll send them back. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about sending immigrants back, and he like said it to camera with a thumbs up. It was crazy. It's such a
they
wild
don't have
clip.
Control, and it's where it's the election this year as well. They're just trying to just bullshit their way through. And
yeah. So they wanted to get you on to tell. So they want influencers to say no more immigrants.
I don't know. No, it was a news article. It was on ITV. Like an article. It was like members of parliament are trying to pay influencers to convince people not to come over. And I was just like, what am I going to do? Eat a potato and say, don't cross the border.
That would be dystopian
we'll
as a
send
mother-
you back.
Because so, as Richie said, yeah. We'll send you back. That's crazy, bro.
So it's your birthday this week?
No, Friday. I've had it. 1st of March, Friday.
Oh, already happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just turned 23?
Yeah, just turned 23.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Well, LA. This was part of...
Yeah, but like, did you go out? Did you...
I can't remember.
You hit downtown pretty hard?
What did... I can't remember. Babe, what did we do Friday? If she's there. Huh?
What'd you do for his birthday?
Neither.
Oh, we went... Remember? No, we went... we went Saddle Ranch.
Saddle Ranch? Oh, bro.
Saddle Ranch?
Yeah, and we see one of our Misfits friends, B-Dave.
Got it.
Yeah, not... But... LA was the birthday present, you know. So.
We got it, dude. Yeah. We got to tell you some places to go. Like you've done, yeah. Go to Disneyland, but then we'll send you some shit.
Yeah, they have to hook us up.
Yeah.
You need to know something other than Disneyland, Saddle Ranch, and downtown.
That's, yeah, you got
like
go
not
see
a very good
nice.
Representation.
Gotta go see something. Nice.
Skid Row's nice.
Yeah.
Hit that for sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Damn it, bro.
So, what do your parents think of your like success now?
No, they're very happy. My mom's my number one fan. My dad. I've always told my dad that. Something's gonna work, and he's like, yeah, all right, son. No, but no, he's proud of me now. So, I've always said to him that I'm gonna do well. I will get there, and
And you're still eating his meals, right?
Yeah. He takes his 20% every month. So,
wait, does he really?
I give him some money every month because
that's awesome.
Look after the old man. So
yeah, that's great.
That's it.
Can we call him? You think he'll answer? Does he still do demo?
No, he don't do demo. He's a hairdresser. I can't call him. I ain't going to be able to because I've got an American SIM card.
Ah.
Bummer.
Yeah, FaceTime?
Oh, FaceTime don't work. I'm not even saying that.
So, does your dad cut your hair?
He used to, but now he's getting a bit older. It's a bit...
Yeah.
But he's not as good?
I mean, come on, gang.
What? Come on. How old's your dad?
40.
That ain't even that old.
Fuck. His birthday on the 27th of February. I want to say like 48, 47,
that's
48.
That's fucking young.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, no, my mum had me young. So.
Okay.
My mum's only 42, 41.
Wow. Holy shit.
So,
so y'all are drinking together.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I think it's funny that you said people thought you were a nerd for trying to make YouTube videos. Or like you said you were geeky. Yeah,
geeky
fine.
For what, making?
Yeah, like making YouTube videos. Like
at the time, yeah, because it just wasn't, it wasn't cool, you know?
Yeah.
But like my year group was very small, so you was either popular or you was like a nerd, you know? So it was, I tried so hard to be in a popular group and they just basically abused me and just take the piss and I just accepted it. I was like, okay, whatever. So then I had two other pals and we just went through school and done our thing really. So
yeah,
it's all right. It went bad, but it went great. But
nah, man, we're going to get you on. So this is your plan. I think you got to get on reality and you blow up that way. And then you just become a career villain, career troll.
I mean,
with there are people in America that do very well with that. That's like their whole thing. Fucking
Tom Sandoval.
Who's that?
Johnny Bananas.
Look him up. Johnny Bananas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that you think that YouTube is like high production. Because that is, I didn't think about that. That is what turned into.
You see the shit from Mr. Beast where he's like, oh, I've started slowing down my videos and not doing as many fast cuts. And like my views have skyrocketed. What?
Is that true?
I haven't watched one of his videos, but I just think it's a funny thing. How like his whole career he's been talking about like how much like you know how much he's
matters.
Analyzed
like
that's his like one big talking point is that anyone can do it they just studied it like as hard as they could they studied the like the formula on how to go viral
but it's
and now he's kind of backtracking on
the
all
production.
Of that
it's I've recently only started saying that because where I've been walking into these sort of sets and like back at home, like the Sidemen, and I've done something with Elbrook, like the sets are proper, all the cameras showing. Like if you're in your bedroom and you're trying to do all this, you're not going to do well. And if you're keeping up, if you've got to keep up with seven, eight cameras that are worth a lot of money, you're not gonna get nowhere. So I think, especially if you're younger and you ain't got the money to invest, it's TikTok's the way forward.
Yeah.
And then move over when you've got the money and you've got the higher production cameras and whatever you're trying to do.
But you said you'd rather end up like being a personality.
Yeah, whether that's on YouTube or that's just on reality TV or, yeah. Don't know, let's just see where the future goes and take it day by day and just see where I lead.
All right, so Bevo does 5-6 years of competition game shows, and then you go to stand-up.
Yeah, okay.
Never know, it could happen.
You didn't say no.
You know the rules.
You know the rules. What are the rules?
What,
mate?
Are they?
I'll tell you after.
All right, that's the episode. Bro, thank you so much for being here, man.
Yeah, thanks,
really,
man.
Really, yeah.
Hey, big ups to you.
Thank you, man. Seriously.
Thanks for coming. Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, actually, I do want to ask, maybe put this, have you seen any of us reacting to you?
I have done.
You have?
You have?
And you caused an argument last night, funny enough.
Oh. Wait, what?
You caused an argument between me and Sophia.
Wait, why?
It was a TikTok. It was about Bevo still misses his ex. And me scrolling through TikTok and seeing me, people reacting. I've reposted it. And I get a phone call. Why have you reposted this? I'm like, what? You miss your ex? I'm like, what? I even sent her a video, a screen recording of me, all my reposted shit. It's like, yeah, it's that one. It's like TMG.
And it was us?
And I've watched the whole thing, and about midway through, oh, Bevo misses his ex, and I'm thinking.
But, you reposted that?
Yes.
Okay, so, but you didn't watch it.
No,
you...
I didn't watch it all, because I just, anything I see with me and reacting.
Oh, look at that.
Repost. And yeah, you got me in that doghouse. So.
But you don't miss your ex, right?
No, fuck.
No, set the record straight, man. Look the camera right now.
Fuck that bitch.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not what we wanted.
Oh, man. You just got
no bad blood.
No, I don't miss that. Yeah, listen, HS took the trash out. Everything happens for a reason. I'm happy. If she's happy, let her be happy. God bless. Good night.
All right.
Yeah. Bless and good night.
Well, everyone, you know the rules. You know where to find Bevo. Bevo, thanks for coming out.
Appreciate you.
This is hilarious. Yeah, big up, Bevo.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Cheers.
This week on The Bone Zone.
It's the only way I'll fall asleep.
I actually want to be benched to sleep. Do you feel like everything you eat just has like cancer in it?
The only thing I eat is bread.
He was telling me some of their plans for bigger animals.
I would get a llama.
I would get a Barrett fifth, sorry.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.